took a shot from Aqib Talib. Up and over, it's going to be picked off. Quick throw, pass will be almost intercepted by Aqib Talib. The ball will be intercepted by Aqib Talib. Talib will get up and he will score.
Welcome back into Fox on Fox. Sitting down now with Broncos defensive back, cornerback Aqib Talib. Aqib, let's start with this. Former New England Patriot coming off the loss to New England. Get right to it. What happened in your words?
They just executed their game plan better than we executed ours. They came out, they played faster than us, and therefore they won the game.
Tough to go back there and play against your former mates?
No, it wasn't tough at all. We was looking forward to it. I was looking forward to it. We didn't get the performance that we wanted, but it was a regular game to me.
Your buddy T.J. Ward said it was kind of good to kind of maybe show some flaws, some chinks in the armor, if you will. Is that, you feel the same way?
I mean, yeah, if you lose, you'll never take a positive out of a loss, but we did lose, so we just looked at it like, man, we do have a lot of things to clean up. So it really made everybody focus in, get the meetings early, come to work early, stay after work later. It really kind of made guys focus in a little bit more.
All right, now to Oakland, a team that's still winless at 0-8, but still a team that I know it certainly sounds like you guys are giving a lot of respect to.
Definitely, man. An 0-8 team is a dangerous team, you know, so we got to prepare, man, as if they're 8-0.
You're new to this rivalry. You've never played in the Black Hole. What are you expecting from that? You know the reputation. The fans, yeah. A little rowdy, maybe some beer spilled on you, thrown at you.
I heard a ton of stories, man, about the Black Hole. I'm just looking forward to being part of the rivalry, man, and playing there.
You're on to your third NFL team now, Tampa Bay, New England, now to Denver. It seems like it's been a really a seamless transition for you here. Feeling like you're fitting right in?
Oh, I feel like I fit right in, man. From day one, man, when I came here and met the guys, they accepted me, you know, a couple jokes, you know. So from day one, man, Foxy, Jack, John, they all made me feel right at home since day one, man. So I feel like I'm fitting right in.
Well, I think they also brought you in here to try to get over the hump and win a championship. Create an identity with this defense, along with T.J. Ward, along with DeMarcus Ware. How close are you guys to creating maybe an identity for this defense?
We working, man. Halfway through the season, man, we decent in the numbers categories and things like that, but we still got a lot of work to do, man. We just by playoff time, by the end of the season, we want to be there.
And I know that you're a true student of the game. You like to watch a lot of guys' games and try to, you know, figure out what you can maybe take from their game to apply to your game. Anyone specifically you're emulating right now or guys that you're watching to try to improve yourself?
I watch a lot of Champ Bailey tape because he played in his defense, and I'm watching a ton of old Broncos tape. So it makes me watch Champ a lot. So I'm kind of seeing how this defense was ran and things like that.
All right, let's get to know Aqib Talib time. You ready?
Yes,
some
sir.
Questions off the football field. When you're not working here at Dove Valley, how do you most like to spend your downtime?
I'm always with the fam, man. A bunch of time with the kids, whether that's wrestling, playing the PlayStation, watching cartoons. Kid time.
The most played song on your playlist?
Probably Beyonce Party.
Beyonce
we like
Party.
Party.
Go with it if you want.
Yeah, that's that Beyonce.
Most unexpected song maybe on your playlist?
Probably Beyonce Party. Probably Beyonce
Party. A good
Party.
Answer. A good answer for both. Your role model growing up was who?
My pops, man. He took care of the fam. We didn't have the most money in the world, but he always found a way to make sure that his kids was happy.
One thing fans don't know about you, but you feel like maybe they should.
I'm a great dad, you know. I'm a daddy. I could be a great babysitter.
Keep them in mind. Thanks, Aqib. And reminder, Coach John Fox will join us in just a little bit as the Broncos try to get back to their winning ways. Let's go back to Raul, who's standing by in studio with a story from a pair of Broncos legends who say that their faith in this team is still very strong.
That's right, Nick. The Broncos have plenty of former stars who know a thing or two about winning. And despite a tough loss in New England, Ring of Famer Rod Smith and Hall of Famer Shannon Sharp aren't worried. And this is Broncos country. Cam and Carmen explains why they say this is still a Super Bowl caliber team.
I called the president. President, we need a National Guard. We need as many men as you can spare because we are killing the Patriots. So call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please. Emergency help, please help these folks. They're coming. Help is on the way. Help is on the way.
The Broncos could use some of that Shannon Sharp swagger right about now. The Hall of Fame tight end helps solidify a winning culture here in Denver and enjoys every minute he's back.
You know, you always want the Broncos to do well. I mean, I spent 12 years here, and much of what I have and the person that I became professionally is because of the Broncos, so it's always nice to see these guys do well.
Despite a poor performance against the Patriots, Rod Smith sees some championship characteristics on the field.
You can tell they celebrate every time any guy that makes a play, they're celebrating with each other. And to me, that's a big part of the team.
One guy who now has four touchdown celebrations this season is Emmanuel Sanders, part of John Elway's offseason improvement plan. Smith says Sanders has finally found his team.
Touchdown Denver, Emmanuel Sanders in the back of the end zone.
A lot of guys in this league have talent, but if you're in the wrong team, it doesn't matter. Your talent doesn't get featured. I said, dude, listen, this offense here and the way you play ball, because you know how to play ball, you're going to have a lot of fun in this offense.
Tight end Julius Thomas was definitely having fun early this season, but after nine touchdowns in the first six games, the opposition is stepping up their defense, keeping Thomas quiet.
It's like, we're not going to let that happen again. So now they're going to start doubling the outside guys. You'll start getting more single coverage, and you'll see him start to get his, you know, couple touchdowns a game here and there.
The former college basketball star does continue to climb the record books, though, passing Shannon Sharp along the way.
You got to understand, I was a seventh-round draft pick, so I really didn't expect to have any records. So I had my time. I broke someone's record, someone coming along breaking my record. I don't lose any sleep over it. Hey, he's a Bronco. That means if he's breaking records, the Broncos are doing well, I'm doing well. We're a family. You come to the Broncos, you do good, we all do good.
But nobody is even close to that old school attitude. Cammie Carmen, Fox 31 Denver.
Thanks, Cammie. A pretty solid endorsement from a couple of guys who know a thing or two about winning. All right, moving on. His father is a football legend, and his brother has two Super Bowl rings. But Peyton Manning's backup may have him beat when it comes to pigskin pedigree. Up next, where third-string quarterback Zach Dicer grew up and how his hometown has played a part in every NFL point for the last 75 years. Plus, another injury has the Broncos linebacking core looking thin, who Denver will be relying on to pick up the slack in Oakland.